oil on Shabbos, that is the issue of making an oil on Shabbos, now that summer finally arrived, I think there are certain situations which on Shabbos we would like to increase the shade that we have, and possibly we could encroach upon the issue of oil. I'd like to go through what exactly Israel is, what is the Malacha Deraisa, what is Osmid Rabbanon, see how that affects us, and what are the possible solutions where we find a terium to do things that might have otherwise encroached Israel. The Makar for that there is an Issa Midiraisa to create an oil on Shabbos is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. It's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Oholi keva, a fixed oil yaseh, a person shouldn't make, vim osa chayav chatos. If he makes such an oil, then he can be chayav chatos. Now, first of all, what actually is making an oil keva? What do you do to make an oil keva? Rashi over here doesn't say what it means, but it is Rashi elsewhere, and the Achrenim also learned from the context of the Gemara that it's like Rashi says there, that draping, taking a piece of cloth and draping the cloth over four posts and creating a space underneath it, that constitutes an Isl Oyo Mizoraisa if it's keva. Keva meaning that it's going to be Leyomim Rabim, a certain amount of days. Exactly how long is not 100% clear, but somebody puts it there for a number of days, very possibly could be encroaching upon the Issa of Asir Oyo on Shabbos. That is where a person does it, the shade sail, in order to create shade for the space or to protect the place underneath it. Now, the Gemara doesn't tell us whether it's an Av Malacha or whether it's a Tova. In fact, it doesn't tell us which Malacha you're over. But in the Mishnah of in Kol Dor, which lists Av Malachas, we know that oil is not mentioned. So oil is obviously not an Av Malacha. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perikut of Shabbos, the Rambam says that the Issa of making oil is actually a Tova of Melechus Boina. It's not an Av Boina, it's a Tova of Melechus Boina. Now, all the Achrenim question, why should it only be a Tolda? Why is it not an Av? You've made something. Why is it different to what we would usually understand as being Boina? In the Achrenim, there are a number of different Mahalkim. The Evna Ozul has an interesting idea, which the Stad doesn't agree with, but he would like to suggest that the sort of binyan is when you take pieces of matter and you combine them, and through that combination you end up with a structure. I mean, there's two stages in the actual, the two parts to what you achieve finally. There's the actual putting things together, and through that you achieve a structure. Whereas in oil, all you've done is you've just put two things, you've draped something over something else. You actually haven't been mekabit halokim together. You haven't done it together, and nevertheless you have this final structure. So it's not an av, but it'll be a tov because it's similar to melechus boina. The Stifler, however, and Teshua and Sukkah in Daf Yudalit, they seem to understand that in fact it is essentially the same as Boina, and Boina doesn't have the tanoim of Kibbutz Chalok necessarily. However, Oyal is always going to be a weaker form of Binyan, either because it's not fixed to the ground, I think that's as far as the Stifler, and as Teshua said, it's generally less Kavua than normal Binyan. And therefore we would consider it told and not enough. But Kulpanim, that is the Gedah of the Malacha Deraisa of Oyal. Now also there's another Machlok in the Shoinim, whether one can be over Issa Oyal not only by creating some kind of shelter with a canopy draping something over a post, but also making mechitzas themselves, one could also be over Issa Oyal. Machlok is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and there are the Shoinim hold that just by putting up mechitzas you could also be over Issa Oyal Midiraisa. This is also to be understood with the Gedder Issa Oyal, that oil is designating a space either by draping some kind of cloth over posts, so by that you've designated it, even if you don't have mechitzas, or by putting up mechitzas in situations where they're materas or where they're kavua. In such a situation also you've designated a space through these mechitzas, and therefore you'd encourage possibly Issa Oyal Midiraisa. Midirabbanon, Chazal asked to make an oil when it's a shamed sale, even if it's not the Yom Rabban, even if it's very temporarily, but there's an issa to make an oil on Shabbos Midirabbanon. Now, Midrabana as well, even where it's not Nishem Tzel, but one just has creates a structure of an oil in a situation where there's you make the canopy part and the mechitzas on Shabbos, even if it's not Nishem oil, even if it's not Nishem Tzel, you still aren't allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, the things that I would like to discuss today, which are relevant to us, I think in the summer anyway, there's three particular situations where we might encourage this oil Shabbos, which things that we do generally. That it, one of them, the first thing I'd like to wear is opening awnings or sun canopies. There, you open it, let's say, possibly there may not be mechitza, it depends how far down it comes, but you're definitely doing the shame sale. Secondly, opening the hood of a pram, of a buggy, which is you usually do for sale, either protect from the rain or protect from the sun. And thirdly, to open the garden parasol on Shabbos, one which is stuck into the ground, possibly, or it may be in the base. Again, there, you're opening it the shame sale. And also, they're probably arguing the mechitzas because the size of the parasol usually come down a certain amount, which would be considered mechitzas as well. So you would have literally a gag and mechitzas at the same tail. Now, the question, as it would appear that according to what we said earlier, that somebody who makes something the same tail, if it's temporarily, sometimes you may leave it open for a while, and as long as it's a shame sale, it's definitely going to be awesome midrabanan. So l'chura, these cases would be awesome. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to go through some materials to see where there may be a possible resolution where we may find some criterion to allow us to do these things on Shabbos, or and see which of our claims do agree and which don't agree with this. Okay, in order to do this, I'd like to go through three makaris which are particularly relevant to this question. The first makar is a Gemara. That's in the same brisa that we mentioned earlier in the Kufla Meches. The brisa says that kisei traskel mutol in tesla chaskelah. One is permitted to open on Shabbos a kisei traskel. Now, what is a kisei traskel? So I'll read out Rashi just for clarity. Rashi says kapshmoi. The alyoinai, the top part shall ur, is made out of leather. So you have seats made out of leather. Umakaplinaitsoi, you fold this, it's a chair, the seats made out of leather, you fold the sides. Ukumashalkinaitsoi, when you remove it, Sumkinaitsilakosal, you would lean it against the wall. Ukashuritanaishavanov, and when you want to sit on this chair, Naiteyu, you would open it out. Yoshaladalad aglam, you sit on the four legs. So essentially you have what we, kind of folding chair. It's one of these type of stools that open and close. People take them with them on trips sometimes. They're very popular, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, it says quite clearly in the Gemara that you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. So Rashi says, in the next Rashi, why is that mutter? Rashi says, mutter and taste l'chatkila l'ho'ovid v'koi. Because it's already here, it's standing, it's been made and it's standing. And there's another Rashi later as well. Rashi uses a lashon. In fact, Rashi used earlier, I think. Rashi uses a lashon of loy midi ovid regarding something else. But again, I think I understand it would refer to this as well. Loy midi ovid eloni yisuva ba'almo. You're not doing anything. You're just putting it back into its good situation, into its usable situation. You're just setting it up. You're not creating anything. So. Over here, it would appear that in a situation where you have everything is made before Shabbos, so you have the mechitzas and you have the oil, all you're doing is opening it up. You're just putting it back into its original position. That's not considered making something on Shabbos. That's what would appear from this Gemara. Now, there's another makor which is very important. That's a Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah in Siman Tofresh Chavav, and that's nagea to all of us usually. Especially here in England, we have sukkah roofs, which we open on Yom Tov and on Shabbos. Now, when we open a sukkah roof, if there's a gap of a tefach between the roof and the tzach, now, I didn't mention earlier, but there is a condition generally for for Issa Oil that it should be Gap of a Tefach, but often there is going to be the Gap of a Tefach. Nevertheless, the Ramah says that one is permitted to open the sukkah roof because he understands that it's similar to a door, to opening the door of a house. Just like when somebody opens the door of a house, which is on hinges, you don't say that now that I've opened it, I've broken a wall, now that I've closed it, I've made a wall, but the house is already standing. I'm not doing anything to the house by opening and closing the door. I'm just, it's that's the way the house is designed. The door's made to open, the door's made to close. I haven't been motivated anything into the structure of the house by opening and closing the door. Similarly, says Jeremiah, one's permitted to open and close the sukkah roof because even though the fact that you are now creating some space which is now covered, but everything was here already, and all we don't consider you creating an oil, we consider you just opening and closing the roof of the house, but not actually making an oil. Thirdly, which is also a very important occurrence, when you get Allah Chalamaisa, the Magen Avraham, in Shin Tezvov, when he brings down the halacha of Kisei Traskel, so he extrapolates from here that it would be permitted to put up a chuppah, which is on posts, on klunsois, on Shabbos, because again, we have the same svara of Ovid Nekoi. Everything's here, it's not standing, but again, the mechitzas are there, the oil's already there, all I'm doing is putting it back into its original position, so I'm not creating anything new, it's just reverting to what it was originally. And therefore, there's no issa oil on Shabbos in such a situation. These are the three main Maran Mekoimis which possibly allow us to potentially be matir these things. Now, about 200 years ago, there's a tshuva written by the Navy Yehuda to a shul from London. Somebody had been matir carrying an umbrella in the street, opening an umbrella on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Navy Yehuda was extremely upset about this. The Navy Yehuda held that it's possible that one could even be chayev midiraisa for opening an umbrella. He held that, according to the Rif, that if you have a gadol of a tefach, even if it's not litvius, you may well be over an issa deraisa of oil. And the Navy Yehuda discussed this at length, and he had bring down five heterim, potential heterim to be matir opening umbrellas, and he demolishes them one by one, and at the end he concludes that there's absolutely no heter at all. Now, I would like to deal with the last two heterim that the Navy Yehuda brings down, and this is going to be the key to what the situation is halakha l'maaseh. The Navy Yehuda first brings down the Gemara of Kisei Traskel, and he says it would appear, as we mentioned earlier, that in a situation where I'm not creating anything, I'm just putting something back into the situation where it was originally, I'm not making anything new, I'm just opening it, or in the situation where I'll be closing it, I haven't done anything. Therefore, in the Gemara, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Says the Yehuda, that's not relevant in the case of an umbrella. Why not? He says the Gemara was dealing with a completely different problem. There's two problems in our Gemara when you're opening a folding chair. There's a problem, possibly of oil, but there's definitely a problem of Bini B'Kalim, the problem of making a kli. So when the Gemara said that it may have been a problem doing it, and it's not a problem, and that which Rashi is saying that it's not a problem, that's only as far as the issue of creating a kli. But as far as making an oil, you don't have the oil here beforehand. And therefore, we cannot be matir with the Gemara of Kisei Traskel to open an oil just because it's Ovid Lekoi. What's the difference between oil and oil? He said, no, the Gemara was talking about a situation where the person wasn't using the space underneath the Kisei Traskel. He doesn't need the space underneath, he just wants to sit on it. In a situation where you'd make it the shame tail, where you'd open it, just as a case of umbrella, you're opening the shame tail. There, says the Navy Yehuda, there the Gemara would never have been matir. The second heter which the Navy Yehuda brings down is the Ramah in Sofer Shavuot. So there again, says it would appear from that seat in the Ramah, that's permitted to open something that's Ovid Lekoi, that's already all being made before Shabbos or before Yom Tov. So why can't we apply that heter to an umbrella? So the Navy Yehuda says that no, it has no relevance. Why not? Because the case over there by the house there, the reason why it's much is because I look at the door or I look at the roof as being bottled to the house. It's bottled to the house, and therefore, when I want to examine what I've done, have I been moisted or have I not been moisted to the house? I haven't done anything because I look at the house and the house hasn't changed. The door itself is bottled to the house. But this svara I can only apply in a situation where I can be done that something is bottled to something else. However, an umbrella, which is a freestanding thing, it's by itself. So the fact that everything was in place before Shabbos, all I have to do is just open it, that is not going to allow me to do it on Shabbos. I don't have the heter of bittul. The Chaznish, however, argues vehemently with the Levi Huzer. And the Chaznish says, no, on the contrary, it's one heter. In fact, the Ramah, it's unclear exactly why the Ramah, where the Ramah, on what basis he was makel. The Ramah, in fact, is a Das Atzma. He doesn't quote a Gemara. He doesn't say why he was actually makel. The Shabura learns this to heter of Delas. And the Ramah mentions it's like, see, it's because it was on hinges, which is, would appear to be the heter of Delas. But, he doesn't mention Kisei Traskel, but the Chaznish seems to learn that the heter of opening sukkah roof and the heter of opening a Kisei Traskel is one and the same heter, and that is that if you have something which is all in place before Shabbos and it's all there, all I'm doing is just the Yisuv Ba'alma, I'm just putting it up so that I can use it, then that's not considered making an oil on Shabbos. In fact, I saw brought down the same when she was Nefesh. What about the religious argument that the Messias, I don't have the oil with him, right? So I am essentially making something new on Shabbos. So what I understood was that for oil, it's not enough just that before I had an oil, and before I didn't have an oil, now I do have an oil. I've got to make an oil. Over here, I'm not considered making an oil. Mitzad the asiya, there's no asiya over here because the asiya in the structure that was over the koyi, it was already here before Shabbos. Whereas the oil, you're right, it wasn't here before Shabbos. That kilo came in Mela. I didn't do that because there was no asiya oil over here. The structure was here. Now I have the oil. So the Chaznish, as a result, he held that opening an umbrella mitzad isa oil shouldn't be a problem. However, he said chata shalom to be mekel. That first of all, the Minyan Kasha was never to be matan umbrella, and in fact, he would like to suggest other reasons why opening an umbrella is worse than other things. He says the portability of the umbrella, the fact that I can make an oil in many places, that makes it into a more chomeric type of tikkun. So therefore, when it gets to an umbrella, particularly, he says that one isn't allowed to open an umbrella on Shabbos. However, when it gets to our Shabbos, so lechayra we have a clear nafkamina between Nadi Huda and the Chaznish. With the case of an awning, so there, that's a bit of a tricky, okay, I'll come back to that, it's a bit tricky. Let's talk about the pram. When somebody wants to open the hood of a pram, so there, it's made to open and close. As long as the hood was on the pram before Shabbos, it's made to open and close. So according to the Chaznish, it's the same heter of Delos. I've got the heter of Delos. Even according to Nadi Huda, possibly, I may have a heter of Delos as well, because the hood of a pram possibly could be considered bottled to the pram. Now, in fact, I think the Minchasiyat Chalk in the Tshuva in the Chelik Yud seems to understand that it may well be that you could consider the hood of a pram bottled to it. By Ramesha, Franchise, I saw what he brings down. Somebody asked him whether he allowed to open the hood of a pram. Ramesha says that he's cautious for the side of Nedim Yehuda and you shouldn't open it. So I'm not exactly sure on the Tzira that Ramesha was discussing. But it would appear that Moshe held that that you wouldn't have a svara of bittul on a pram either. One can understand that the hood of a pram is not as bottled to the pram as a door or a roof of a house. But that's as far as the hood of a pram goes, that's quite clear. According to Chaznish, it's mutter, and according to Yehuda, it may be mutter depending on whether you have a svara of bittul or not. As far as opening a garden parasol, so that according to the Chaznish. So it seems, and the person holds that it seems that according to Chaznish should be mutter because it's not portable. It's not a portable umbrella. It's usually kept in one place, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem opening it because you have the heter of Kisei Traskel, which is the same heter as Delos. An awning, I think, is a bit more tricky because according to the Chaznish, it would taka be mutter. It's not worse than an umbrella. However, the shayla is what the Lady Huda is going to hold. The Lady Huda is maskin. In a situation where I have bittul, there'll be mutter. So now an awning is fixed onto a house. So one might argue that an awning is bottled to the house. But if you think about it, really all the house is doing for the awning is acting as a support. I think it would be very difficult to understand an awning as being bottled to the house. It's a it's not freestanding, it's its own structure in itself, which the way it's used is by being supported by a wall. But to understand that it's bottled, I don't see that the Svara of Delos would necessarily apply over here. So one would think that in that situation, even the Nevi Yehuda would hold a Taka Osa, and wouldn't have the same Heter of a Sukkah roof. Now we have Machlokes Nevi Yehuda and the Chazon Ish. What's Halacha L'Maisa? So Mishnah Brura in Shin Tezvov, Mishnah Brura brings down on this sif of Kisei Traskul, Mishnah Brura brings down that one is allowed to open a chuppah, like the Mogen Avraham. Now, Nevi Yehuda also has this problem. He says, I see the Mogen Avraham is masked to open a chuppah on Shabbos. So if that's the case, so it would appear that Mogen Avraham is being matir the head of Kisei Traskul, even when it's a shame tale, because Pashtus, a chuppah, is a shame tale. Now, the Nevi Yehuda, he says, Elamai, can't be, that the purpose of chuppah is not the shame tale, it's a cover of the color, and you cannot learn anything out from chuppah. Chuppah is something completely different. It's not like a normal situation where you make something to protect you from sun or from rain. He has a smach to this, because in the Mogen Avraham, when he talks about the head of chuppah, he also mentions opening a daf on a wall, fixed to a wall, which is like the kind of standard that we have, fixed to wall and hinges. That's Mogen Avraham says that you're allowed to open that on Shabbos because it's Ovid V'Koy. Now, the truth is, that case is a bit shred, why he needs to come on to Ovid V'Koy, because there, it's not a shame tale at all, and I'm no mechitzus. So others want to learn that when the Mogen Avraham was talking about chuppah, he was also not talking about a tale. He was talking about the shame kavod, but about in a case where it's a shame tale, the Mogen Avraham is never matir. However, the Mishnah Brura quite clearly seems to learn the Mogen Avraham is talking about the shame tale. I don't have Mishnah Brura in front of me, but the Mishnah Brura in Sharet Tzion, when he discusses chuppah, he mentions in Mishnah Brura that you're allowed to open a chuppah. And then he says in Sharet Tzion that chuppah is not the same as the case of opening these shtenders, because chuppah is tackle its tail. So it's clear that the Mishnah Brura has understood in the Mogen Avraham, the Mogen Avraham is being matir even where it's a shame tail. That means it would come out that according to Mishnah Brura, any situation where you have the head of Kisei Traskul of the Koyi, which is in our situations, there would be no problem even if you did it the shame tail. Now there is a bit of a problem in Mishnah Brura, because Mishnah Brura a couple of pages later in the Be'er Halacha, yeah, so the Be'er Halacha brings down the Nevi Yehuda, and he says that many Achrenim, if you look at Shari Truva, he brings down many Achrenim who have like Nevi Yehuda. In fact, there are many Achrenim who do hold like Nevi Yehuda, and therefore some Shabura that one shouldn't open the umbrella on Shabbos. And then later he brings down that even the head of Kisei Traskul, according to the Rambam, according to some Shemim, was never said when it's a Shem Tzel, which would the Chayyur be a Shiglastir in the Mishnah Brura, because earlier he'd be matir opening a chuppah, the whole head of opening a chuppah, and then he understands it's a Shem Tzel, and the head has because of the Koy, and then later on in the Halacha he forbids opening an umbrella on Shabbos. However, the understanding of the Mishnah Brura probably was, and it's Meduyik like in the Be'er Halacha, but Kriya Megadim himself, when he talks about the Mogen Avraham of Chuppah, she actually mentioned umbrellas, and he says it's not similar to our umbrellas, because for our umbrellas we need to tie straps to tie down the cloth over, turn the cloth on the frame, one needs to tie things down. So it would appear that their umbrellas, it wasn't enough just to open it. You needed to do more than just actually open the structure. So Ubazai, the Savara of Ovid HaKori wouldn't necessarily apply. Ovid HaKori is when everything is in place before Shabbos. And I've been against us as well, that if you're going to rely on the head of the Chazon Ish, everything would have to be in place before Shabbos, except for the actual structure being unopened, yeah, except for the actual opening. So I think one could learn pshat in the Mishmaru as well, similarly to the Prima Godim, that he's talking about, it's much like in the Mishmaru, that their umbrellas were tackled worse than the case of Chuppah, so you need to do more to it. And what, when he brings down the Rambam, my understanding is that he's saying, and Bifrat, since there's also the Shit of the Rambam, who's Machmir, therefore we shouldn't be making a such a situation. And the latter day poskim, in Shmir Shabbos Chosoi, so he quite clearly brings down that you're allowed to open awnings on Shabbos, you're allowed to open hoods of buggies on Shabbos, you're allowed to open parasol, garden parasols on Shabbos. There is one nekuda, which Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to suggest is it may be problematic, is when it's stuck into the ground, then it's a worse form of oil than if it be possibly into a base. But in Shmir Shabbos himself, Halakha Lamaisa is mekel. Rav Shlomo held it was a bit worse than the case of a regular umbrella. So on the one hand we have Rav Shlomo Zalman, who is mekel on all these things, and Chayim Mishnah Berurah pretty much appears to be mekel. On the other hand, we have the Navi Yehuda, who asks, unless you have the Heter of Delas, and supporting the Navi Yehuda, you have the Tetzah Shulchan, and Rabbi Feinstein in the Tshuva as well would appear to ask. One would have to clarify what the case of the Rabbi Shul's pram was. But upon him, Halakha Lamaaseh, it would appear that the Velt has, people I've spoken to have seemed to take on like the Chazon Ish, which is who Rav Shlomo Zalman follows, and these things the Chorya are mutter to open on Shabbos as long as everything has been in place and all you have to do is just open them.
The awning as well, because that has a head off.